So, Gretchen jumps up in front of everyone and yells, "Bingo!" Everyone just stares at her, and I whisper, "Gretchen, you can't have a bingo yet. They've only called 3 numbers." Can you guess what she said to me? You won't believe this. She turns to me and says, "Oh, sweetie, you're home early. How was class, dear?" "That's good. You remember my friend, Nora, don't you? We were just sitting down to a nice cup of tea when you..." "Oh! Somebody missed me." "Why don't you go in the kitchen, sweetie? I just finished baking a batch of chocolate chip cookies, and I think they've had just enough time to cool. After all, I know how much you love the taste of your grandma's cookies." Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Gretchen looks at me and says, Is something the matter, Nora?" What was that, dear?" "Oh, the kiss? Yes, my grandson can get a little passionate sometimes. It's really quite normal in this household, actually." "Yes, I guess he did use his tongue. Just a little. Like I said, he's a passionate boy. One who really cares about his grandmother. Oh, yes, he was supposed to go to school out of state, but he decided at the last minute to transfer to a college closer to home. Well, yes, by that I mean my home. He's been living with me since the beginning of the summer. Well, I guess he felt like he needed to be here in order to help me around the house. I mean, can you blame him? Ever since my first husband died, there's been no one here to..." "What? What do you mean? What did I say? First husband? I didn't say..." "Rumors? What rumors? I have no idea. You say that people have noticed I'm wearing my wedding ring again? And then my grandson is wearing the other? Okay, I'll tell you the truth, but you have to swear to me you'll keep this a secret. I'm serious, Nora. You have to promise me you won't tell a soul." "All right. Do you remember when my grandson first came to live with me? Well, the two of us were moving boxes that day, and we found my old wedding dress. I don't know how he managed to do it, but my grandson somehow convinced me to try it on. Oh, yes, it still fit. Perfectly, in fact. It was almost as if I was destined to wear it again. One last time. Well, the next thing I know, the boy is scooping me up in his arms and carrying me to the bedroom. At first, I thought he was joking, but then he laid me down on the bed and proceeded to kiss me so passionately, I swear I almost melted into the sheets. Well, of course, I tried to stop him, but he was so persistent. He told me he didn't care how old I was, or that we were related. He said that he had been in love with me for quite a long time, and the reason he wanted to stay over for the summer was so he could confess his love for me, and so he could also, well, make love to me. Oh, I know you might think it's wrong, but when he looked me in the eye and said that I was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen in his life, I knew the two of us were meant to be together. That's right, Nora. I did it. I committed the biggest taboo of them all, and I'm not sorry. Oh, don't be afraid, dear. You can say it. In fact, I want to hear you say it. Incest. I had hot, incestuous sex with my own grandson. And it was the most magical night of my life. And you know what else? The two of us have been fucking each other every night since. Oh, look at your face. You look as white as a ghost. Oh, sweetie, if you're shocked now, wait until you hear the rest. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What do I mean? Well, after he finished making love to me, I asked him if he was serious when he told me he loved me. Do you know what he said? He said he was more in love with me now than ever before, and that he wanted to marry me for real. Yes, I'm serious. What did I do next? Well, you've seen the rings. What do you think I did? Yes! I went and I pulled my wedding rings out from the nightstand, and the two of us exchanged vows right then and there, right on my former marital bed. Which soon became my new marital bed, if you know what I mean. Oh, who cares if it isn't legal? It's not like we went to the courthouse and tried to get a marriage license. But as far as the two of us are concerned, we are husband and wife, and we have been living that way ever since. Oh, Nora, it's absolutely incredible. I haven't felt this good in an age. The knowledge that a hot young man is absolutely head over heels in love with me is the greatest feeling in the world. And the sex, Nora. Oh, the sex! It's mind-blowing. I can't remember the last time I came so hard. I'm talking earth-shattering, eyes rolling into the back of your head orgasms every night. Oh. And when he comes, oh, it's so hard, so strong, and so very deep inside of me. I swear. I can feel him flooding my womb every time. Protection? Why would I ever make him use protection? He's my husband, after all. Why on earth should I force the man I exchanged wedding vows with to wear a condom? No, I haven't gone through menopause yet. You know that. I might get pregnant, you say? Well, I don't know if might is the word I'd be using at this point. What do you think it means, dear? Here, give me your hand. Now, put it right here. That's right, right on my stomach. Notice anything different? That's right. I'm having a baby. And my grandson is the father. Oh, I'm about 12 weeks along. You should have seen the doctor's face when he realized I was pregnant. He was astonished. But the truth is, I already knew long before he told me. I didn't take a pregnancy test or anything. I just knew. Of course I told my husband. You should have seen how proud he was to have put a baby in his grandma. Honestly, I was proud of him too, knowing that his seed was growing inside of me. It was one thing for him to exchange vows with me, but now that he has bred me, now that I know I'm going to bear his child, I finally feel as though we are truly man and wife, you know? It was like before we were just playing the part of a married couple, and at any moment it could end, and we would just go back to being grandmother and grandson. But now that I am carrying his baby, I know that he has truly claimed me as his woman, and I've never felt happier. Nora, dear, are you touching yourself? Oh, my goodness, did my little confession get you all hot and bothered? Oh, there's no reason to feel ashamed, dear. After all, I've done far worse things over the past few months, and I'm not sorry. Why should you be? In fact, if you enjoyed hearing my story this much, I have an idea I think you might really like. Oh, sweetie, please come in here. Granny needs some help from her big, strong grandson. There you are, dear. Nora and I have been having a nice, long chat about you and me and our unique situation. Yes, dear, I told her everything. But don't worry, she's not upset. In fact, it seems she found it all to be quite stimulating. You see the way her hand has drifted between her thighs? I don't think she could remove it right now if she tried. No, I think my dear friend Nora is in a desperate state. She is in desperate need of a nice, satisfying orgasm, and we might just be able to help. What do I mean? Well... I think the two of us ought to put on a little show for her. After all, it's only fair. It was our story that put her in this situation in the first place. It's only right that we help satisfy her needs. Don't you think, husband? I'm glad you agree with me. Well, what the fuck are you waiting for? Come here, husband. Bend your pregnant wife over this table and fuck her brains out as her best friend watches. Oh, yes, that's it, baby. No need to be gentle with me. Just take that long, hard cock of yours and... Oh, fuck! Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck me, baby. Fuck me deep. Oh, God, are you seeing this, Nora? Do you see the way he slams into me? Do you see how deep his cock is going into my sopping wet pussy? That's how you know the two of us were meant to be together. There's no way sex can be this good unless we truly loved each other. Oh, and I do. Oh, I love you, my grandson, oh, my husband, oh, father of my unborn child. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, yes, squeeze my tits, manhandle them. Oh, pinch my nipples. Oh, it won't be long now, sweetie. Pretty soon, these tits of mine will begin to fill with milk. Just imagine it, dear. Imagine these massive boobs getting even bigger. Imagine nursing on these big fucking tits of mine. Just think, you sucking on these perfect nipples, eagerly swallowing my milk. I'd let you suck on them all the time. I could feed you milk and cookies every day. Think about it, dear. Imagine coming home to find your sexy, barefoot, and pregnant granny wife baking you cookies before feeding you milk from her massive tits. Oh, fuck, baby. Are you going to come for me, sweetie? I think Nora's about to come, too. Oh, aren't you, Nora? Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right, yes. Oh, let's all come together. Oh, do it. Do it. Oh, God, do it. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come in me. Oh, 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 Nora. Oh, Nora, look at me. I want you to admit that watching me fuck my grandson made you want to come. Good. Now, admit watching me and my grandson fucking makes you want to find a young man of your own to fuck. That's right. Now, I want you to admit that watching my grandson fuck me makes you want to drive over to your own grandson's house, get down on your knees, and beg him to fuck you. I'm serious. Admit it. You know you want to. That's right. You want to fuck your own grandson now, don't you? And do you know why? Because the love between a grandmother and grandson is the most beautiful thing imaginable. And you want nothing more than to experience that love for yourself. You want to go over to your grandson's house right now and tell him that you want to make love to him. You want to tell him that you want him to come deep inside your fertile pussy. You want to tell him that you want to have his baby. You're worried he might say no? Oh, sweetie, you don't have anything to worry about. No grandson can resist the temptation of his grandmother's warm, wet pussy. Just tell him what you want, and I know for a fact he won't hesitate to fuck a baby into you. And just think, dear, if you hurry, two of us can be pregnant together. Wouldn't that be grand? That's right, dear. Now, off you go. You have a date with destiny. There she goes. The first of many satisfied grannies. Oh, I can't wait to tell the rest of my friends about us. I can't wait for them all to learn how beautiful our love truly is. And I can't wait for them to make love to their own grandsons, to exchange vows with them, and become pregnant with their children. And my friends will be just the start. I want everyone on Earth to know just how wonderful the love between grandmothers and their grandsons can be. Just imagine it, dear. A world where grandmothers and grandsons can walk down the street, hand in hand, as husband and wife. A world where grandmothers can walk down the aisle and legally marry their grandsons in front of God and family. Imagine an entire generation of children born from the beautiful unions of loving grandmothers and their handsome, devoted grandsons. It will be magical.